1 Kings 22, 41-47, and 2 Chronicles 20, 31-34. In this brief discourse, I'm going to concentrate on the Kings passage, 1 Kings 22, 41-47. Let me read it to you. Jehoshaphat, son of Asa, became king of Judah in the 4th year of Ahab, king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 25 years. His mother's name was Azubah, daughter of Shilhai. In everything he walked in the ways of his father Asa, and did not stray from them. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. The high places, however, were not removed, and the people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. Jehoshaphat was also at peace with the king of Israel. As for the other events of Jehoshaphat's reign, the things he achieved and his military exploits, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? He rid the land of the rest of the male shrine prostitutes, who remained there even after the reign of his father Asa. There was then no king in Edom. A deputy ruled. 1 Kings 22:41-47. A summary of the life of this godly king, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And you can see there's lots of good in his reign. It is a high water mark in the history of Judah. This godly man, on the whole, his reign is of an excellent standard, and he deserves this eulogy here. But there are two very serious buts, 43 and 44. The first but is this, that he left still some high places where people did offer sacrifices and burn incense there. This was a corruption of the Mosaic covenant, and it was wrong. Jehoshaphat failed in this regard. He also failed in verse 44 by being at peace with the king of Israel. And we have looked at that, how it nearly cost him his life, how foolish he was, what degradation he had to suffer and see the prophet of God, Micaiah, suffer at the hands of Ahab. This was a dreadful mistake, to be at peace with the king of Israel. It was there by marriage, and he went into it with his eyes open. Perhaps he was sleepwalking, I don't know. But he was, whatever it was, he was just stupid and foolish there. And it nearly cost him. A terrible disaster nearly ensued, but God delivered him. On the whole, though, the record is good. Let me just say a word about this record. We have the record of Jehoshaphat's life here before us, 1 Kings 22 and 2 Chronicles 20. It's recorded, as it says here, in the annals of the history of these people. It's there, in the annals of the kings of Judah. It's written down in the books and the libraries and the archives. But there's an even greater, and a far, far more important, the only record that counts, written. And where is that written? It's not written in the libraries of Judah. It's not written in the scriptures, even. It's written in heaven. Now, my life is much smaller than Jehoshaphat's, and I dare say your life is much smaller than Jehoshaphat's. We won't get this kind of eulogy, and we won't get this kind of record. Our life is not going to be written in books and so on. But my friend, however weak or lowly or humble or meek we might be, however far down the scale, our life is being written. Every detail is being written and recorded in heaven. Some people keep a diary, but whether they keep a diary or a journal or not, it doesn't matter. Maybe some people will have books written about them, but that doesn't matter. Everybody, it seems, to get eulogy at funerals, and they're usually glowing eulogies, are they not? But there's one reckoning above all that counts. Indeed, there's one reckoning that counts, and the rest really do not count in the end. Yes, we like to read these biographies and all the rest of it, but the truth is, there's one biography which really does count, and that's God's. My listener, and I speak to myself as a listener. Are you living in light of that? You may be very young. You may be starting out on the Christian life. You may not even be a believer, but are you bearing in mind that every word, thought, deed is being recorded? And we shall have to give an account even for every idle word. Think of it. Think of it. Now, of course, when we look at the lives of others, we see their actions. But God reads our hearts, my friend. He knows our minds. He knows our thoughts. How are you living? How will you answer? What reckoning will you have to give? What have you done with the Lord Jesus Christ? Is he your Lord and Savior? Or is he merely a swear word? Is he a talisman? Is he a buddy or a mate? Or is he your Lord and Savior? Have you bowed the knee to him? Are you living for him? What contribution are you making? Jehoshaphat, although he was not perfect, he made a strong contribution in his life. And he being dead speaks. Abel was like that. He being dead speaks. You're alive. Are you speaking? Soon we shall be dead. But will our lives still speak for God's glory there? What contribution am I making? What contribution are you making? What testimony, what effect will you leave behind you? Jehoshaphat has left an effect. We all are leaving an effect. We walk across the sand and our footsteps remain in the sand. W.J. Stiles wrote a poem or a hymn on this. All that we are, all that we have, unto the Lord we owe. Our health, our wealth, our friends, our powers, it pleased him to bestow. We may abuse these gifts divine, to us in kindness given, and live forgetful that this life, and live forgetful that this life must end in hell or heaven. But oh, the solemn hour will come when all account must give of how, as moments hurried on, we tried on earth to live. The trump shall sound to summon men before the great white throne, and in the searching light of God, all secrets will be known. That's the point I'm trying to make here. We have read, and I've tried to speak on Jehoshaphat's life as recorded in Scripture. It was recorded in the annals of the books of the kings of Judah, in their archives. But the great record, the one record, is God's account. What does God see? Thou, God, seest me. That's the truth of it. Thou, God, seest me. May God see in us a living faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and a life of obedience to the glory of God. And may we hear from him on that final day, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.